You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 Delta variant now represents some 20% of cases in France. French Health Minister Olivier Véran says this is an increase compared to last week's estimate, where it represented around 9 to 10% of recorded infections.
The Delta variant now accounts for about 20% of new cases. You see, percentage-wise, its share keeps increasing, not in absolute terms, as the total number of cases are decreasing. It doesn't make the number of cases higher, but it is becoming more dominant, as in all countries of the world, because it's more contagious.
It comes as health leaders assess research regarding potential future booster shots of vaccines. In the United States, the director of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention says health officials have no information that those who received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine need additional boosters to protect against the Delta variant. Rochelle Walensky says that they've so far seen less data on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine than they have with its two-shot counterparts. Asked if those who received the one-shot vaccine should seek boosters, Ms. Walensky says there's not yet enough research to say how well people would be protected by a second vaccine or what side effects would occur.
Well, it's unstudied. And so what I would say is just as if as we don't have any data to inform and say we believe that the J&J is actually going to perform well, we don't have a wealth of data to say how well you'll be protected by a second vaccine, what side effects would occur with that vaccine. So if you choose to do that, the one thing I would ask is to enter a study in doing so we can learn more.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reiterating the vaccine message on behalf of President Joe Biden.
We know that our vaccines that have been approved in the United States are effective in protecting Americans from the Delta variant. It's important for people to understand that. So if you have been vaccinated, the message we're conveying is you're safe. These vaccines are effective. And that is something we want to be very clear with the public about. Certainly, it's up to individuals. If you are not yet vaccinated, you are not safe and protected. That's why you should go get vaccinated. It's not more complicated than that.
United States Department of Defense officials are touting a 68% vaccination rate among active duty service members. They have warned that the Delta variant poses a threat to a return to normal military practices and a threat to service members who are not fully vaccinated. Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Matters, Dr. Terry Adarim, told reporters at the Pentagon that the Delta variant is of special concern.
With the success of the vaccination campaign and declining case counts around the country, we've seen many installations make their HPCons more permissive as we've begun to return to normal. However, the Delta variant poses a threat to that return to normal. We are particularly concerned with the impact of the Delta variant on our unvaccinated or partially vaccinated population and its potential spread at installations that are located in parts of the country with low vaccination rates.
In the United Kingdom, Health Secretary Sajid Javid has announced that a booster program will be rolled out from September this year.
Today we have received interim advice from JCVI, that's the independent scientific advisors to the government, and they are supporting that campaign and they back our plans, which are to roll it out from September this year onwards and really to do what it takes to keep the virus at bay. That's the objective, and they're saying that you should obviously start with the most vulnerable first, and that's our plan, but also alongside it offer the flu vaccine at the same time and deal with both of those at the same time.
People who got their COVID-19 jabs at a center in Antwerp in Belgium were treated to a surprise music performance by popular DJs as part of an initiative to attract more youth to get vaccinated. The concert included performances from five musicians from Tomorrowland, which is an electronic dance music festival normally held in the Flanders region, which got cancelled this year and the previous one because of the pandemic. The music performance was held in the recovery room where recently jabbed patients were monitored for a few minutes for potential side effects before leaving the center. One of those performing at the vaccination drive was Tomorrowland DJ Neon, who was pleased to be performing among people once again.
It's nice to be able to give something back to people. Tomorrowland was cancelled again, alas, and Tomorrowland is all about bringing people together, and here they are coming together. It's nice to perform in front of a diverse crowd again, although it's weird, they are not allowed to dance. They stay seated. We wouldn't want to cause any trouble here, but it's really fun to be among people again. You can tell that they didn't expect this to happen. Very happy to be surrounded by people again.
And finally, the number of vaccine doses administered globally rose above 3 billion, according to figures by Johns Hopkins University. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.